Welcome to Feats and Fables. We appreciate your company as we delve into our 5th edition Dungeons & Dragons actual play podcast. Join the conversation on social media at Feats and Fables. Follow us to adventure.
Last time on Feats and Fables, our group left Waterdeep for Undercliff to chase down a report of a scarecrow. Scarecrows are evil, undead constructs. However, the scarecrows were nearly more than our group could handle. Next step, the Field Ward. The carriage rolls on through the early evening darkness. Up the steep hills towards the north side of Waterdeep, you can see a smear of light reflecting off the low-hanging clouds as the city comes alive for the evening. Smilin' Sam, true to his name, is growling and snarling under his breath as you get closer and closer to the Field Ward. I'm just gonna pull on through and meet you at the gates of the city proper. Is that all right?
As long as he lets us out first, I don't see a problem with it.
Or are you saying that we have to jump out?
I'll stop briefly for a moment, but don't dally. This is kind of a rough neighborhood.
That's what I like about it.
And you know for a fact it is definitely a rough neighborhood. The Field Ward is actually outside the gates of the city proper and kind of grew out of a shanty town that leaned against the northern part of the city as the various troll wars and other military conflicts faded into memory. So did the need for the people to huddle close to Waterdeep's flanks for protection. However, this whole tent city just kept morphing into something nastier and darker and colder. And to this day, it is inhabited solely by those people who are so poor that they cannot leave to go either elsewhere in the Forgotten Realms or make their way inside the city as some reasonable worker for some reasonable guild.
By the gods, I thought the field smelled awful. The hell is this place, anyway?
The Field Ward.
It is a slum. You don't really get much audience for minstrels and traveling players here.
Right then. Smilin' Sam, I don't suppose you know anything about the fights that have been breaking out here lately.
I don't hang out in this area because there ain't a lot of people who can pay my fare. What I read in the Waterdeep Wazoo was that there had been a lot of fights because these people will do anything for money. In addition to the extraordinarily poor, the extraordinarily on the wrong side of the Waterdeep guard also hang out here as well. There's kind of an expression in certain rougher sight areas of the Dock Ward that you need to go cool your heels in the Field Ward for a while, meaning you have just killed someone and need to be out of town. So, in addition to the various disreputable types you might get around here anyway, you have, a whole slew of unarrested murderers and arsonists and illegal magicians of various... So I don't know, they're all just really disreputable.
Well, if we're gonna get into a fight, can you at least point us to a place where we can wet our palate first?
You mean like eat or drink something in this area?
Well, sure.
Oh, that's just not sanitary.
Didn't say it needed to be sanitary, just needed to get us drunk.
Hang on. Let me think for a minute. And Sam kind of taps his thick finger against the side of his skull. Try Slatter's Spirits. Well, I've never been there, but I heard a nasty joke about it once. And it seemed to be an inn of some sort in this area. Or not an inn, but a place to get liquor.
A nasty joke, you say?
Yeah. I am not about to tell this joke in public.
You're sure it wasn't something about liquor in the front and poker in the rear?
No, that's all over the dock ward. I mean, we've seen that all over, but... Alright, I'm gonna stop here, and I'm gonna meet you about 400 yards that way. You got me?
Perhaps you could tell us the joke later in private.
I think I forgot it. You get the impression he didn't forget it. He just really does not want to go there.
Sounds like we need to get him a drink.
Well, perhaps we can determine what this price is for telling us this joke.
Sometimes the only thing that's let me leave a gig that's turning sour with my hat in hand and my clothes still intact is telling some completely ribald jokes. It's a sure defense against a drunk crowd.
Yes.
Well, I figure if nothing else, going to the local watering hole will at least put us in the right direction towards these brawlers.
Yes, let's go over there.
Do we have a description of our targets?
Well, we know they're part of the two local gangs. What were they, the Xanathar and the Xanathar?
The Xanathar and the Xantarum.
Right, what did I say?
You said the Xanathar and the Xanathar.
What's the difference?
One has an X and one has a Z.
Well, I didn't write them out on paper.
Perhaps you should.
Well, shall we then?
So you head into the field ward, and your noses, as soon as you open the door of Sam's cab, the smell of the field ward assaults you. This thing is about a CR2 smell. It's got equal parts of open sewage channel, tannery. So you've got kind of that rotting meat.
Wait, that's inside the bar?
No. This is in the field ward itself.
I was gonna say.
Right. I am just saying that this smell is loud. But it's open sewage in the streets plus tannery. Plus a stink of urine so ripe it like practically burns your nose hair. Under it all, you smell dirt and the hum of depression. There's a kind of a rumble of people talking all around. Nobody makes eye contact. Nobody looks at you in particular until you notice like there's a gang of kids, maybe 15 to 18, that seem to be sizing you up. A couple of them move their hands to their knives as you walk by. I think Slatter's was somewhere over there to the a couple blocks east of here. Like I said, it was just a terrible joke. I don't know.
How many kids?
5, 6, 7. The crowd ebbs and flows. It's hard to determine exactly what their number is, unless you would like to look at them in a more investigative manner.
Yes, I think I would.
You can just roll me a perception check, or I will take your passive perception.
I will.
And or.
This is definitely an or. It's a 14 on my passive perception.
Okay. So, it looks like there's 7 of them. But I can't count. One of them comes over and like talks to one of them. They kind of look at you and then whisper among themselves. And then a couple of them move off in another direction. So it's not like a steady group. The flock kind of moves around.
Sure. As we go through this area, I'll keep a hand on my money pouch.
Is there one of them that looks like they're either the lead of this group or the toughest?
There's one of them that is a half-orc girl. She is somewhere in her teens. She's definitely the tallest and definitely the biggest. People seem to be paying somewhat of attention to what she says. They notice your stare. One of the younger boys kind of meets your eyes for kind of a hot glare for a moment and then moves along into the crowd.
I think she probably knows where these gangs are.
Well, by all means, you should ask her.
We could go say hello.
This may require some direct application of force at some point.
Well, why don't I go with you, then?
Good. I was hoping you would do that.
After all, Manius is his most dangerous when he hasn't had anything to drink.
And like Zasper said, maybe they've got something on them that will tie me over.
So our current
desperation.
Our current plan is to roll up in a group of surly children, beat them up, and take their alcohol.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, I was thinking that perhaps she knew something about the area. We could just go into the establishment, I suppose.
No, I think she most likely does. But I mean, that part of the plan I liked. It was beating them up and taking their alcohol. Oh, that was
that part distressed you.
Yes.
Ron, what part of we're evil don't you understand? Because we're definitely evil.
We're getting better. The first step is keeping beating up children as a backup plan.
Point of order. When you say we're getting better, does that mean more evil or less evil? I'm just asking as your DM. I don't really care. I just want to understand the directionality.
Which way is the axes actually
going? The jury's out.
Which, you know,
I'm just asking.
As we do things, it's hard to tell which direction they take us in. Or perhaps we could lure them into a reverse ambush, you know, flash some coin and head down an alleyway.
So now you want to beat up the poor children in an alleyway.
This is their territory, so that's kind of risky.
It probably is. All right, let's just go in the bar then.
All right, well, you wander the streets for a few moments and are treated to a slice of life in the field ward, and boy, it is nasty, brutish, and short. A variety of persons offer you a variety of goods and services as you walk down the street, because to quote Monty Python, you don't have any mud on you. So they rapidly peg you as people who are not native to this area.
Can we go into this establishment then?
Yes, why not? God,
by the gods, it smells bad out here.
Wow. Well, as bad as it smells out here, it smells worse inside, because you still have all of the fun odoriferous architecture of the field ward, but you put it in an enclosed area with smoked, ill-cooked food and unwashed bodies. Trapped.
But by the gods, I can't even. All right, I'm going up to the bar.
All right, you go up to the bar. The establishment had no sign.
Go with the gods.
Had no sign above it. And an extraordinarily ugly man who looks like his jaw was split and like healed inappropriately back steps up and says, "What will you be having?" He coughs all over his hands. It's kind of wet and phlegmy.
Give me a glass of your best grog.
Best grog. He spits on a towel and kind of wipes out a clay cup. Goes over and pours something really dark into it. And starts to hand it to you as it says, that'd be two copper.
I'll give him two copper.
All right. It is not a large portion for two copper. Mm. And it appears to be actually some sort of watered down rum, which you hope, perhaps, is enough to sanitize the cup.
Here, why don't you let me? I'll have one as well.
Sure. Sure thing. Goes over and gets another cup, kind of digs at his nose for a minute, gets the cup, hands it over to you.
It's not the worst thing I've been exposed to.
Cheers.
After a couple of thousand years, the drow immune system is just pretty stout, huh?
My immune system.
If nothing else.
God, so what do you call this swill?
Two copper a cup.
I'm sure we're getting an excellent deal.
Hardly, it's watered down and, well, awful. I'll take another one.
Sure, he's happy to pour you another one. He again, is not even remotely interested in handing over the cup until a couple of copper hit the cabinet.
Well, thank you, sir, and I'll tip him a silver.
But that silver disappears fast. Apparently, the old man has magic powers.
You seem like someone who's been here a while.
I have been here a while, yes. What? You're all fancy coming here slumming in the field ward? Huh. What are you looking for? Drugs? A date? Or just looking at people who don't have it as good off as you?
We're actually looking for a fight.
If you want to fight, that's easy. Go stand in middle of room and pat your coin pouch a couple of times. It'll be there in 5-10 minutes.
We're looking for a specific fight.
There are continued rumor that there are underground fights here for blood to the death. Doesn't happen. The better fights are in town.
Yes, 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 I know this.
What about the fights with the Xanathar?
He gets a sly look and says, you have money? You want to fight the Xanathar?
I want to know about their fighting.
They're shitty fighters. And they're all crazy anyhow. Crazy anyhow.
Well, we want to know which side's the winning side then. Mercenaries like us gotta fight for our coin.
You have fucked up something terrible if you're here looking for coin. Besides, they won't pay you to fight the Xanathar. When they come in, they look for people like, and he kind of points to the rest of the bar, they look for people like this to fight the Xanathar. You're too expensive.
And who did you say was coming in to start these fights anyway?
I don't know for sure who'll start them. Somebody come in with money, say they'll pay if you take a hat off everyone in Xanathar. They'll pay for the hats, right? If you knock a man's hat off, you're gonna fight. He just starts hacking and coughing. It's kind of a wet, nasty, phlegmy sound.
And where do they pay out for these pats?
If I tell you, you take the money away from someone in the field ward who really needs it. Because people like you and your fancy armor don't really need the money. Mm-hmm.
Well, you got a point there.
You'll have to understand that we're not looking for the fight to join the fight. We're here looking for the next round of talent for the big fights in town.
Oh, I wasn't aware they were so hard up that they would recruit out here.
You have to understand that there's a certain appeal to the scrappy underdog from the field. They're someone with no name who is a complete unknown to the rather jaded crowds out there, and they want to see either fresh blood in the arena or a rising new star that everyone can rally around. You know, someone who'd come back and spread around their money a little bit afterwards.
How much you pay me for your information?
Well, depends on how good your information is, doesn't it?
I knew you were here just slumming. He holds out a hand.
I'll put 2 silver in his hand.
Again, they disappeared rather quickly. Like, he actually kind of does that trick where he palms them between his fingers and kind of holds them so they're on the back side of his hand so you can't really see them.
As someone with a little bit of sleight of hand to my name, I'm duly impressed.
You recognize what you're seeing.
Yeah.
Make me an I bullshit the bartender check while we're at it, just as part of the...
Sure.
I'll let you do it with advantage, because that's
say,
something
he wants
to believe.
Is there any way that I can assist with this?
A little deception, because we're definitely not fight promoters here in the middle of wherever.
I mean, you are now.
I mean, we're going to need to make some money somehow.
Listen, if we wave around the money, they'll come looking for us, really. Or hope, I should say. That's an 18.
Okay, he seems to buy what you're selling. Of course, he really wants to buy what you're selling, so that makes it easier.
You know, local boy makes good, or girl.
Well, all right, I put the word out that you're looking for, you want to get the money, or you want the people?
I want to go to where the fight is.
All
I need to see. If we don't see my friend here being one of the experts, then we don't know where the talent is.
That or we get the gentleman paying out for the fights, and then we see who comes back alive. Put them to the test.
Perhaps, but we need to get to the fight.
Alright, wait.
And I'm sure you know people who would love to have a chance to audition for this kind of thing.
He just kind of looks at you and, like, breathes a snot bubble out of one of his nostrils. It's really just wretched looking.
Doesn't bother Malagar.
Doesn't bother Malagar. Alright, so he goes over and has a whispered conversation with a really big dude in the corner of the room. And that dude kind of ambles over behind the bar and starts handing out drinks as appropriate to people who pay for him. And the barkeep disappears out into the field ward somewhere.
I'll take another one of these, please.
Oh, all right. The guy comes over and hands you one.
What's your name?
Oryk.
I'm in as well.
Oryk. Thank you. I pay him and tip him well.
Drinking, I'm in.
Fair enough.
Yes,
fair enough.
One for my friend here, Oryk.
I have a point of inspiration for you being brave to drink more of that stuff. All right, so Oryk hands you both a drink. He seems to be a little slow, but is managing to hold down the end of the bar. After about 15 minutes, a young halfling boy comes up. Hey, hey.
Good evening.
You're supposed to come over here with me.
Says who?
Well, Rolawin said so.
Right, let's go have a look, shall we? Let's get our friends as well. Where are they?
So while this conversation's going on, what are Corbin, Kafra, and Zasper doing?
I'm touching nothing.
Not even the air, huh?
Kafra is looking around and just surreptitiously casting prestidigitation on things. Just to see what they look like when they're clean. Because you can't, sometimes she'll look at something and be like, I don't know what that is. Let's find out.
Sometimes it's just more dirt.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah, sometimes it's just dirt all the way down. But, you know, you find a chair that looks like it was once a very nice chair, but has had the, like, seat ripped out. And you find a person whose hair is actually kind of a really shocking color of orangey red, but you couldn't have told under all the mud and other stuff.
That one was a cat.
Yeah, yes, that was actually a cat under there. You weren't sure if it was like a mangy raccoon or, you know, a Lhasa Apso that had gone into muddy dreadlocks or what. Actually a cat.
I like it.
Corbin just keeps an eye out for anything untoward here, specifically dangerous to him or his friends.
All right. Everything is untoward.
No, but like... specifically dangerous to him.
Threats.
Like,
you're looking for threats.
Immediate.
Yeah.
Like immediate active threats.
Doesn't appear to be any threats, but everything is untoward.
Well, sure, but I'm looking for immediate active threats.
So. Okay. Yeah, no immediate active threats. So what do you do? Gathering up your folk and heading out?
Yes, I'm like, I think he's the one who'll take us to the...
Yeah, Rolawin said that I was supposed to take you. Come on, this way.
I mean, it's only even odds.
He also said that you would tip me. He gives you kind of a big beatific smile.
Of course you will.
Well,
but you know,
boy, you haven't even taken us to the
spot. If we get led down a dark alley and get rolled, then you won't get tipped.
Yeah, you'll just have all of our money.
And you'll be the first that I kill.
Sure thing, mister.
Just so you know.
All right. The halfling boy looks supremely unconcerned. And he leads you down a series of alleys that is certainly quite convoluted. And you see a well-dressed woman, which is certainly out of place in the field ward. She's clean. And she's wearing like dark pants and a dark wine-colored doublet. Not anything super nice, but like you wouldn't notice her in the city, but she sticks out in the field ward. She has a cloak with a hood up against the evening, which she, you know, it even though it's late summer, the chill is in the air. And she looks at the five of you and says, "You're not exactly what I had hoped to get." And she eyes the halfling boy, and who looks at you and says, "Tip."
"Here you go."
"What'd you tip him?"
"Three silver."
"Three silver, alrighty."
After all, didn't actually lead us into an ambush that I know yet.
You should give me an inspiration point for
you. You should give me a silver under those bases.
Right.
Holding out his hand for the silver, just opens up a little pouch so they can put them directly in there.
Right there, none shall see.
And scampers off into the field ward somewhere. She says, "So you're not the type of talent that I typically recruit."
"Well, I don't know what you were expecting, but you've probably heard of us. We're the Scarecrow Smashing Lads."
"The Scarecrow Smashing Lads."
But the what?
"The Scarecrow Smashing Lads."
I am not only going to give you inspiration, I'm going to give you the red one.
You know what? Why not?
I confess I was not expecting the Scarecrow Smashing Lads.
One ever does.
Sorry, gentlemen. There's clearly been a misconception. I am dreadfully sorry to have bothered you this evening. It appears that my information has been led astray. That I apologize. I'd like to recompensate you for the time that you've wasted in this particular encounter. Come. Let me buy you a round at a nice place for adventurers, right? Nice place for adventurers. Let me buy you a round at the Yawning Portal."
"Well, shove it, lady. We're not here for your drinks."
"We've been thinking of expanding our repertoire to suspicious lady smashing lads."
"That just sounds dirty and sexual."
It does.
"Zesper, what on bloody God's earth are you talking about?"
"I'm talking about our group name. That see all those halfling children over there? After we take care of, improving their lives, they'll need to know who to thank."
"Look, lady, which one are you with? The Xanathar or the Zentarum?"
"You got it right. Good job."
"If I were with either one of those entities, you'd understand that I wouldn't be in a place where I could talk about it openly."
"But you are, and I don't understand. So, why don't you go ahead and spit it out?"
"As I said, gentlemen, I don't want any problems. I offer you no violence. In fact, I'd like to buy you a drink, just merely to apologize for crossing your path. Come." She reaches into a pouch, but she does it like left hand, like she's clearly got a right-handed draw on her rapier. And she reaches into a pouch very slowly with her left hand. She pulls out a handful of silver and holds it out and says, "This is enough for a couple of rounds at the Yawning Portal. Here." She reaches up and puts it on a windowsill, like stacks it so you can see it. It's probably 15 silver, which is definitely enough for a couple of rounds at the Yawning Portal. And she starts backing out slowly. "I apologize profusely for wasting your time."
"Are you rather sure?" And Kafra will reach into his robes and pull out the Xanathar charm that he picked up from the Xanathar gang boss back in the Yawning Portal, and will flash it at the lady.
Wait,
ready for someone to judge her intent and reaction to said thing.
She pauses a moment. "However, if you have that, you haven't leaped on me yet, I'd be delighted to purchase that from you for a reasonable fee."
"She's not really giving much away, is she?"
No, she's not. No, I rather think not.
50 gold.
50 gold?
That does not seem like enough to buy plate mail, is all I'm saying.
That's true.
I count Corvin keeps it all in mind.
How many plate mails are you offering?
I my ability to liquidate funds is not enough to come up with a set of plate mail just out of my pocket change. If it was, I wouldn't be on a mission like this. So, if you're willing to give me a way I could contact you under perhaps less soiled surroundings, I would be happy to meet in the city and exchange. I might could talk the boss out of half a plate mail.
So Paige, I'd like to incite her on Bring it her on. Forthrightness to do the thing that she is saying.
All right. You may use your passive if you prefer.
I'm going to give you a 14.
All right. So you get the impression that she is being sincere, but that she's not entirely sure she can get a half a plate mail. Like, you get the impression she's sure gonna try, but she's not entirely sure she can do it, because she doesn't know what this thing is worth.
My lady, you ain't been very forthright with us so far. What makes you think we're gonna let you leave here and meet us again somewhere?
Well, I heard about a group of folks that,
See? Word of mouth.
Yeah, word of mouth. That,
What was the name of this group of folk?
Something about pants. But I heard that a group of folk, new in town, some of them, adventurers, young, had prevented Yagr Stonefist from getting mashed into a pulp. And you might be those people, you might not. It pays to be well informed about the adventuring community in this lovely town.
So, perhaps we're more closely aligned than we think.
But you're a friend of Yagr then.
I wouldn't go that far. I would submit that we work for some of the same people. And anybody who does right by her, I would like to treat in the most kind way that I can.
Well, then treat us with some information. What do you know about the fights that are breaking out in the field ward?
Mostly that they're none of your business. It's a private matter, doesn't have anything to do with you.
Well, sadly, that just isn't true anymore.
You have some connection with these people? Really? Really? She kind of looks you up and down like you're relatively young, you're healthy, you're not, you know, you seem hale and, you know, upright and clean. And she looks at you and she kind of looks at the rest of the field ward and she looks at you. It's like, I wasn't aware that you had a big care about what happens here.
No, I don't give two shits about these people down here. But
she looks confused. She like kind of does that Malcolm Reynolds point in like mouth gape thing.
But perhaps we're already involved in Yagra's fight against the enemies that plagued her in the Yawning Portal, and we want to lend a hand where we can.
That kind of spirit is certainly welcome, and you should definitely talk to Yagra about that.
But we're not talking to Yagra about that. We're talking to you.
Right. Like, the things have a way that they need to happen. There's an order. There's a structure. I work for...
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't give two shits about your structure, neither.
Be that as it may, we're a group that has its own particular rules, code. And I am not excited about going beyond my duties. That is not a way to make friends and influence people. And my remit here is rather modest.
I mean, we're not going anywhere until you give us the information that we need.
And the information you need is what exactly?
We need to know about this fighting that's going on here. This is what we've been charged.
This very polite lady is paying people to fight. She's the person paying the people to fight. If she stops paying people, fighting stops.
No, I thought the Xantarum was paying for people to beat up the Xanathar.
Yes, that is exactly it.
Yes.
And she's saying that
you're the party leader, aren't you?
Well, I possibly on a good day when everyone else isn't looking my direction.
Figures.
Wait a minute. Let me make sure I get this right then. You're part of the Xanathar beating up the Xantarum, aren't you?
No, I am not part of the Xanathar. I do not beat up the Xantarum. Look, this is rapidly going a place where I'm not comfortable.
By the gods, why do your gangs have to have such similar names?
Why don't you just correct our friend? It'll save us all a lot of time.
Look, I don't care who you are with anymore. I want the fighting to stop. Do you get my meaning?
I do get your meaning.
And don't make me come back to this shithole.
However, I'm just gonna be upfront with you and tell you it's not. Because for a small, tiny, fractional amount of gold, I mean a really ridiculously small amount of gold, I can cause all kind of trouble for members of the Xanathar Guild who are hiding from the Waterdeep City Watch in the Field Ward.
How many of them are there?
There's always a different rotating crowd.
Ballpark.
Maybe 15? Give or take two or three.
So if they were all eliminated, you wouldn't have to grind the local people against them, would you?
Oh, and I wouldn't have handsome. To... You're talking my job. All right, so well, when you say eliminated, do you mean eliminated or something less permanent?
Listen, look at this fine mahogany we're dealing with here. There were many options.
I was not going to presume, based upon your ancestry, what your methods might be.
I understand that there's simple slavery, there's different forms of organ procurement, more or less lethal. I guess you could be so crude as to offer just straight death and burial in a shallow grave somewhere, or even not even that. You could offer them to various, I'm sure, cannibalistic elements down here. And make a handy profit. Well, not very handy. Cannibals don't really have very much money, do they?
No, but there's a continuing myth, I'm sure, that mind flayers live in the sewers somewhere deep beneath the city. Mm. And there's always a myth that any orphan that goes missing ends up feeding them. So,
if our people have learned anything, though, don't do business with mind flayers.
I wouldn't be doing business with mind flayers.
Indeed. Yes, but see, if it was mind flayers, then it would still be handy because the mind flayers only consume the brains.
Yes, the rest can be turned into zombies quite easily. So.
Don't waste any part of the Xanathar.
Is that something you feel like you could deliver? Because that would certainly mean I had no reason to continue spending good gold on these vermin.
Yes, but how much good gold do you actually have with which to remunerate such an endeavor?
Assuming that there's 15 of them. Hell, assuming that there's 20. I could pay you... I mean, it'd be expensive, but it would be... the
direct.
End of the problem, yes, and it would certainly send a message.
Think of the terror. You could even leave one or two alive just to spread word.
And it falls back on you, not on me.
Well, depends on what kind of message you want to send.
Are you
it could be
forgot.
You. We just say that it's you. In
I
which
meant you
case...
in the general term. No, I want my name kept out of this.
Oh, really? I would have actually thought that your organization would be very interested in keeping your name
out. Oh, no. That doesn't help us at all.
No.
I could pay you A gold piece an ear. 2 gold piece a person.
Wait, weren't you just willing to pay 50 gold pieces just for the stone?
It's a separate item, though.
Very separate item. And I haven't inspected it.
You're not going to at this rate.
I think we're going to need a slightly sweeter deal than that.
What is the price, then? Come back to me.
That's an excellent question. Let me confer with my fellows here, because this is sort of a mixed bag, right? You don't actually have eyes on any of these
You'd have to find them.
Oh, that does sound like a lot of work.
I think you're committing us to too much of a time commitment.
Well, that's understandable, too.
We have a mountain to climb, after all.
Well, I wouldn't want to tease her, after all. I mean, we do have a mountain to climb. Why are we here again? Oh, right. Wait, crusade.
Did she step away from us as we
She absolutely is happy to give you your space.
But I'm actually
does pick up the 15 silver,
yeah,
where she told you to go get a couple of rounds of drinks. Yes.
But Malagar is being loud about how shitty of a job this really is.
Malagar, did we just... Are we agreeing to harvest some organs from some Xanathar?
Listen, if that's how we recoup our expenses... Who's to say?
I mean, we could just leave.
We could, but then his cause of good wouldn't be served by us helping organized evil.
I don't think he cares if his cause is served or not.
Yes, Manny.
I've been asked to put an end to the fight. And if this puts an end to the fight, nothing else will.
But we can also just...
Serving good by serving evil? I know of delicious thing.
We can just take this lady out and the fighting will stop.
No,
I
really
mean,
do
sure,
that.
We could do that as well.
It'd be a lot faster. She's right there.
Great.
You can tell she's evil because she's so fecking polite.
Anyone opposed to beating up a woman, then? No? Yeah. All right, then let's do it. That's what I thought. So then... Back to murdering countless men.
I'm
not opposed to beating up a woman. I don't see any reason to beat up this specific woman.
It's because she's paying people and they're sending them to their deaths knowingly.
Look, if we just want to beat her up and leave her for dead on the side of the road, that's fine with me. It'll get us out of here and might put an end to this fighting. At least we can go back and say we gave it the old... Gave it a try.
Really?
Well, I don't know. What do you want from me? Should we go and put an end to the Xanathar? It seems like they're causing trouble enough in the city as it is.
I actually kind of enjoyed that option, but you know.
Well, then let's do it.
Your only goal is to stop the fighting. You just need to stop her. She is the source of it.
Well, then we're all in agreement here. We beat her up and take her money.
I'm not super excited about getting the shit beat out of me.
Let's talk about it.
I mean, there's not much to talk about. I'm not super excited about
getting clearly he wants what's going on here to stop. And you're here doing it for whatever reason.
I'm a very small cog in a very large machine. If you beat the shit out of me or kill me.
Yes.
I certainly won't be paying for any fights anytime soon.
But they'll just send the next entry-level person down?
I'm not exactly entry-level, but okay. Yeah.
Well, I mean, this is nice clothes, but they did make a good point that you're down here where it smells poorly.
I'm working my way back up.
Oh, really? What happened?
Please, tell us your life story.
Family disagreement. You know how it is.
Maybe we could help you in some other way and you can stop doing this.
So the thing is, the way you could help me the most would be wiping these crazy assholes off the map.
I understand that.
I suppose my companion here made a good point. If we take out the Xanthorum, what's to stop them from just sending more crazy assholes? Don't care about your stupid guild names. What's to stop them from sending more crazy assholes
to take
their place?
Actually, what you could do is see if you're willing to effect a name change for your organization. For him.
That would be optimal. Would make this a lot easier to understand.
Why don't you just call them the Beholder Boys?
Ooh, that's a good one. That's good. It has no X's in it at all.
I like it.
A single X.
What's to stop them from sending some more crazy assholes to take their space?
So it's not like they're sending them out here because this is a great vacation spot, darling.
You're telling me about it.
They're sending him out here because the city watch doesn't patrol the field ward.
Okay, could you point us out at these Xanathar jerks so we can punch them and get out of here?
That's actually a good point.
That's part of the problem. I don't live here. I don't like it here. I don't know where the hell they are. That's why I pay the locals. Rolan is the barkeep who eventually sent you to me.
Oh, okay. We'll have to go back there then.
Yes. And he can send you to...
What the fuck did that asshole send us to you then?
He sent us to exactly who you wanted. He just didn't know...
This is the person that we asked for.
You can't blame Rolan for this.
I mean, oh, can't I?
Well, we didn't know why we were here until we talked to her.
Yes.
Flat Grip is a local beggar queen. She can...
Oh, is that the... I described the gang of urchins that we saw at the opening.
That's her, indeed. She's been around a little bit. Knows what she's doing.
I see. And she knows your name. Or what you purport to be your name.
Call me Glazia.
Thank you.
And more importantly, she'll be able to point us out some of the beholder boys.
Yes. Theoretically.
You'll be here?
No. Rilawin or Flat Grip will put out word that you're looking for Glazia, and I'll show up. Mm.
Right, I feel like we've made excellent progress. Yes. In record time, too. Back to the bar.
Is there a plan now to go to this bar, find some people with eye tattoos on their ears drinking,
yes,
and then just kill them?
Yeah, I do believe so, yes.
I'm not sure if I'm comfortable with that. So why don't, maybe we can sleep on it. Let's go climb the mountain. The bar's not going to go anywhere. Maybe once you drink something that's not, you know, half swill, you'll change your mind.
Yeah, tell me half swill.
You always seem to make more rosy tinged decisions when you've got a nice stout lager in you.
Look, I just want the fighting to end. I don't care how it happens. I made her an offer and she politely declined.
That's all. These things are true. I'm just saying maybe we could sit on it for a little bit instead of just going and murdering. Because we can't
if
take
they want
it
to
back.
Go climb the mountain in the middle of the night, we can go climb a mountain in the middle of the night.
We can't take it back after we murder a bunch of people. Or not easily. It'll cost them several
plate
mails.
I was just
going to
go
several
beat the shit
mails
out of them. It was the Malagar that brought murder and organ extraction into the deal. And now we got to bring her a bunch of spleens.
Do we, though?
Yeah, it's not spleens.
Do we?
She won't pay us anything.
No one even knows what a spleen looks like.
That's true.
I think for the third time, I want to go beat the shit out of some people to get my anger out. And if they happen to have some eye tattoos, I think that's good for us.
Right, so I'm headed back to the carriage, so we
yes,
can go climb this mountain.
Wait a minute. Does anybody feel like that woman might have been making fun of me? You know what? Fuck this one. Let's get out of here. I don't think this shithole's getting any worse.
You scamper out of the field ward and towards Smile and Sam's carriage, which is safely back in the well-lit cobblestone streets of the North Ward, just inside the gate. Yes? Smile and Sam kind of looks at all of you and says, "Huh, you made it back."
Wasn't nearly as exciting as we thought.
Ah, well, that is probably for the best. So, am I taking you back to Troll Skull Alley?
No. Now we have a mountain to climb.
In the middle of the night. Well, I mean, it's not the middle of the night. It is still technically before dinner time. I am just saying, this is not when people usually indulge in their mountain climbing whims.
The good news is, after we get done climbing it, we'll be ready for a hearty meal.
We're hoping to take the mountain by surprise.
Well, all right. Where might I find this mountain? So there's Mount Waterdeep. Like, you could climb it from behind the castle?
Yep, that's the plan.
He just looks at you and blinks a few times.
Yes.
Climb it. You know, my sister's band is really good. I mean, you're really going to enjoy having her sit. Come on. He gets the horses going.
I can't wait. How are we supposed to get there?
She did not specify.
Will we just get as close as we can with the carriage and walk the rest of the way?
I suppose so.
Is it very steep?
It's extremely steep. It's extremely steep and damn near unclimbable from the Waterdeep side.
But we're not going from the Waterdeep side.
Right. From the south, from the seaside, it is less steep. It's still pretty steep.
Well, should we at least wait till morning to climb this damn thing then?
Oh, that's right. You can't see in the dark.
I wouldn't want to let anything go by without troubling us any further.
Kafra.
I mean, there was no specific time frame given for when we should climb it, so I don't see why we can't just breathe light onto whatever it is that you're going to need, but fine.
Ooh. Maybe we should really be bringing a fruit basket with us.
Ooh, yes, yes. We should go rest in the morning by a fruit and cheese tray. Oh, basket, picnic basket, that way it's easy to carry. Then when we get up to the cave, we can take it out, arrange it artfully, and bring it forward.
So he drops you off at the Trolls Bane Alley Hotelier Association
headquarters.
World galactic, intergalactic headquarters.
Thank you.
And
that was going to be Beastie Boys playing in my head every time I go back to
them. Do you mean the Beastie Beholder Boys?
I'm not so sure. You have just turned my opinion about who we should be beating up around.
All right. Well, as you get there, the door of the inn slowly creaks open.
Thank you very much, Liv.
There is, as always, no response.
Yes. Well. Kafra will prepare a nightcap, and then we'll climb up to the tallest part of the tower.
All right, a lit cigar floats up towards you as you're climbing up to the bell tower.
Excellent.
I mean, I'm still unconscious.
Yes, you're someone else's problem.
Hey, Corbin, can you help me tuck Manny into bed? We got to make sure his mouth is pointing so he doesn't almost die on his own vomit.
I pick Manny
again
up like a sack of potatoes and carry him upstairs.
Pick Manny up like a sack of potatoes, but it's not just any potatoes. It is potatoes that have been mashed and distilled.
That is true.
You pick him up like a sack of vodka.
That is correct.
And carry him to his spot. As you dump him down, the covers kind of are pulled up and rearranged around him in a comforting way.
I'll grab it. Take his shoes off.
Oh, good friend. And the night passes uneventfully. The day breaks. Earlier for some than others, as Fiona gets into a fight with the cat. That orange, ugly cat that had been following around is apparently now in the building and walking around with a mouthful of feathers. Both he and Fiona are furious. Congratulations, Kafra. Your menagerie hates each other.
Well, yes. This is...
And all of the hate started, like, on a fight in your metro regional testicular area. As a cat fight in the middle of the night always does.
Yes.
Tell me I'm wrong, I'll take it back.
No. Not at all. Kafra will... look at the two of them. Sigh. And we'll snap his fingers and make Fiona go back to her little happy face in the Pokeball for a while and flop over and go back to sleep.
All right. Wake up with a cat sleeping on your face. A cat that has never been washed.
Ugh, at least it's been prestidigitated.
Corbin wakes up at a weird 30 and goes for a run.
Oh, of course. Always. Yep. Every morning.
It's a lovely run. I imagine that your run takes you down to the City of the Dead because that seems the logical place.
Yep.
There's a whole ecosystem of early morning runners out doing fit things in Waterdeep in the early morning. There's kind of a nice atmosphere to it because it's very clean and the dung sweepers have already been by.
I mean, there's nothing like the Order of the Old Lady Speedwalking Guild.
Well, that is a social society, not a guild.
Or is it?
Well, they don't produce a product.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
They produce fit older ladies.
Well, that's true.
Instead of a mall, it's the City of the Dead.
Well, I mean, it's used roughly like a mall. Makes sense. Yeah, it's used roughly like a mall. It's kind of like it's kind of like a public
power
park.
Power walking their way through the City of the Dead.
Yeah, very much so. Very much so. And you notice a patrol of Kalimbarites wearing the appropriate livery. It looks like clerics and acolytes are standing next to a grave, and they're like a big mausoleum because they're mostly above ground. Mm-hmm. And they've got looks on their faces, and they're kind of like, you know, standing there like they're agitated, which is not typical fare for the City of the Dead, because normally the Kalimbarites are very calm. Patience is something that they can do.
They've got everything under control, usually.
Usually. But these guys definitely do not.
I'll pull up.
All right.
Amiss, brothers?
One of the acolytes, who clearly does not recognize you, says, if you'll move along, sir, this is the business of the church.
Yes, brothers, I understand. May I be of some assistance?
The acolytes look confused, and the cleric kind of looks at you and then does a double take back. It's just, oh, right. You're that paladin, right?
I am.
Looks like one of the graves was either broken into or out of last night, and I'm trying to figure out which.
Neither option is great.
I'm not a fan.
Which grave was it?
This one right here. We're going back to run up the records. It's actually unmarked.
Hmm. Interesting.
it looks like... Well, come here and tell me what you think. Do these look like chisel marks to you?
I examine them.
All right. Make me an... I examine the marks on the mausoleum roll.
Play an investigation?
I would buy that.
A 20.
Yes, they are very clearly chisel marks. Clearly the grave was broken into. Looking around in the grave, you notice that some of the bones are gone, but not all of them. Like the skull is gone, the left hand is gone, left arm is gone, really. And a few of the ribs.
I point all that out to him. It seems unusual. It definitely looks like it was broken into and the body has been disturbed. Some, but not all, of the skeletal structure has been taken.
Left hand, huh? It could be that those were removed for ritual purposes. I fear, this is kind of an older, grizzled woman, I fear we have someone who might have been taking bones from the cemetery loose, but not anybody believes me. They say I'm just... I'm suspecting that there's been a grave robber in here for the past few weeks, but I hadn't been able to prove it. But I've noticed some of the tombs were kind of chewed on. I think not chewed on, perhaps, but maybe they were tried to break into. But this one, clearly they've broken into.
Yes, it is clearly evident.
We're going to have to increase the patrols. We'll simply just have to increase the patrols. Thank you, darling. You're such a dear.
Of course.
We need more big strapping lads like you around here.
Right. Well, I'm glad to be of assistance.
Report to me at the laity, please, when you have a chance.
Do I know this person?
You do not.
And your name is, I apologize.
That is quite all right. I am not usually out and about. My name is Eormen, Eormen, Dethra, Dethyra.
Well, Miss or Mrs.?
Mother.
Mother Dethra, I will be more than happy to call upon you and hopefully be able to render you some assistance.
Excellent. I'm mostly retired, but I like to keep my hand in.
Of course.
I was out power walking this morning and saw this.
Well, Mother Dethra, it's been a pleasure.
And Kelvor's blessings be with you.
Kelvor's blessings be you as well.
And she Power walks off, mm-hmm. kind of scolding the two acolytes that had been out with her.
Sure. I continue my morning exercise.
Okay. So that is your rest of your run is pretty much without incident until you get pretty close back to the Troll Skull Alley Inn, and you see Glazia leaning up against one of the buildings, drinking a cup of some steaming liquid, and she kind of watches you run by. Do you stop or do anything?
Of course, yes.
She does not look out of place at all in Waterdeep. She's a half-elven, half-sea-elven lady with very faint purpley-silver hair, kind of bluish skin, pretty green eyes. And she says, huh, my sources are absolutely worth what I pay them for, apparently.
I don't know how to take that exactly.
There's nothing to take for it. Good morning.
Good morning.
I noticed that your group of Dashing Pumpkin Lads? I'm sorry, I misplaced the name.
I'm sorry, what?
The Smashing... Your group, she gives up on the name, did not end up causing much of a ruckus in the field ward last night.
I'm sorry, do I know you?
Didn't you... So, are you shitting her, or are you, like, does he seriously not recognize her?
He was not paying a lot of attention last night.
Fair enough. She kind of, like, takes...
He was full-on paladin.
Right. She pinches that spot at the top of her nose again. You notice she's got a couple little lines between her eyebrows.
Oh, right! I remember that gesture so well. How could I forget?
I was under the impression that there was some zest for fisticuffs among your group last night.
I mean, Manny almost always has zest for fisticuffs. I think he got very drunk and passed out, though.
Oh, all right. I'm sorry. I mistook it for a serious offer.
I mean, I believe Manny is still intending to go beat up some... Xanathar's Guild.
Huh. Okay. That good. Great. Wonderful. I was just checking in.
I will inform him that you are concerned about the rapidity of his fisticuffs.
I think concern is a shade more concerned than I actually am. I was just asking for clarification so that I wouldn't be under some sort of false expectation.
I see. Well, I will inform him of your almost concern.
I'm a proponent of clear communications.
I think that is fair. I am not entirely sure what Manny's plan is for fisticuffs, but he does seem to enjoy them, and certainly he seems interested in taking out some members of Xanathar's Guild for a reason that is not exceptionally clear to me, besides the Xanathar's Guilds are kind of jerks.
What's your motivation in this?
Manny and I are friends for some reason.
Okay.
We've kind of fallen in together. I can't really describe why. I think my friend Kafra likes him an awful lot.
I was just wondering why you were agreeing to this. You, forgive my assumptions, don't seem the type.
Generally, I am not, but if our adventuring group, whatever it happens to be named this week, is trying to accomplish some sort of goal, I support my friends as they support me.
Loyalty.
Yes, I think that is a fair statement.
I admire that. Interesting enough. Anyway, have a good morning.
Good morning to you as well.
She strolls off down the lane, sipping her drink.
I continue my run. Right. Hopeful that I will not encounter any other nonsense along my trip.
There's no other nonsense Excellent. In your morning. What?
I pick up crawlers for everyone.
Ooh.
In the morning, I'm bright as rain.
Yep.
I will open the door. I awoke as soon as I sensed crawlers being bought somewhere.
Anywhere.
It was really? Time to get up, says Vesper.
You see a tiefling woman at the door. She has dark gray-blue skin, kind of yellowy-orange eyes, black hair, and horns that kind of go back like this. She's pretty tall, kind of large stature, but graceful. Dressed in modest clothes, nothing particularly special. She's like, I'm here to speak to someone named Zasper.
You're speaking with him.
Excellent, excellent. My brother told me that you were auditioning for bards for your bar, and that I definitely had a spot here.
Ah, you're smiling Sammy's?
Smiling Sam's, yes.
Yes.
Mealadin is my name.
Oh, Mealadin.
Mealadin.
Well, we already have a paladin in the group, so...
I get that all the time. People are like, well, was your mom wanting to be a paladin? No, no, it's an old family name.
Sounds more like a cat pun, I say from the kitchen.
I get that too.
Well, all we can offer you right now is some breakfast.
Breakfast. I like breakfast. I'm a fan of breakfast.
All right.
Jasper, who's your friend?
This is going to be our Bardax, Smiling Sam's sister.
Mealadin.
Mealadin.
Meala is what my mom always called me.
Are you any good?
I mean, I think so.
I look at Jasper.
Well, we're kind of at a fork here. We could audition her, or since we already agreed that she could play, we could just have her play and be surprised.
I like surprises, I suppose.
She looks a little taken aback at that, but quickly covers it and says, look, I think I'm good. If you don't like my music, however, then I'll fuck right off. And you don't have to worry about it.
We haven't heard your music.
I tell you what, girly, why don't you go up onto the stage there and show us a little bit of what you've got to offer?
He doesn't speak for the group.
Or you could not go up onto the stage and show us what you've got to offer.
She looks super confused. Like, I'm going to give you that one for free. She's super confused at this point.
Zesper, you don't want to throw the poor girl a bone here. And
I just invited her for breakfast. You don't want to mix work and food?
Well, then give her some bacon and eggs, and then she can play for us.
I like bacon and eggs.
Let's wait until everyone gets here.
I give her some bacon and eggs.
It's more efficient. She only has to
I give her my plate of bacon and eggs, and then I turn around and go get some more.
Crawlers!
I knew crawlers!
Crawlers?
Ah, I knew I smelled something.
The cat is, like, walking around your legs. As soon as he sees everybody else there, he's like...
I hiss back.
Cat runs away upstairs.
Leans down and pets the cat, then it runs away. Snaps his finger and has Fiona come back.
Fiona's mad.
Yes, well,
I'm sorry, who's our guest?
Meala. I'm Smiling Sam's sister. I'm the music act for the...
Meala. How do you feel about Mia?
Mia.
I'll take it.
Excellent.
I'll take it.
Excellent, Mia. Pleasure to meet you.
She's also Mealadin.
My full given name is Mealadin.
Yes. I understand. Yes. Crawler?
I'd love one. Thank you.
Oh, I live for these.
Breakfast is on as well. More in the kitchen if you want some. And I'll sit down with the crawler and my bacon and eggs. And Mealadin here is about to play some music for us.
Oh, excellent. I'm excited.
I sing. I can play a couple of different instruments, but normally I sing.
What instruments can you play, if you do not mind asking?
I can play the lute, and I'm learning how to play oboe. Oboe's really rough, though. It's hard to sing and play oboe at the same time, too.
Yes.
But mostly lute.
I'd love to hear you sing, if you don't mind. I wouldn't want to interrupt your breakfast or anything.
Let me get this down, maybe have a cup of tea, and then I'm good to go.
Excellent.
I will fetch her a cup of tea.
All right. She eats a healthy plate of food, wipes her mouth, and heads up to the stage. It's kind of dusty, so she looks at it and shrugs and jumps up there and kind of walks around.
To be clear, we don't have a stage yet.
Oh, we did.
We have a raised area in the corner, in the glass area. It is stage light.
It's not really outfitted or anything.
It's not outfitted, but it is very. It is clearly a place where a stage would be if we had a stage.
Okay.
Or a very large brass and or copper set of distilling.
Damn straight.
That's true.
Not that I'm voting for either. I'm just reminding everyone that there's a conflict because
there are options.
I exist solely to watch those conflicts spiral by.
Well, now that I realize it's stage-like in its native sense, maybe my plan will be simply to delay the decision.
What about the brass pole?
For sliding down like firemen?
Right, yes. Miala, if you would please.
Sure. So she hops up there, kind of walks around, gets the pace of it, hums in her throat a bit, as if she's trying to kind of get the feel of the room, and then launches into a drinking song, which Manny knows. It's kind of got the same feel of every drinking song out there, including Is That Camel's Milk in Your Cup, where it's got verses that are interchangeable, and everybody knows kind of different ones. Mm-hmm. But it's an old standard one, and it's written, talks about lovers that have been separated during the Troll Wars of Waterdeep, and the letters that they would write back and forth. And it's funny. It's kind of funny, and it's bawdy, and she's pretty good. She's not an operatic singer, but she's super entertaining. Thank you very much.
Excellent job, excellent.
And that was a clean version. I do have the PG-13 rated version, but you know, with the kids here, and she kind of jokingly waves at Khafra. I didn't want to say anything that might, you know, burn his tender ears.
The Pendergrass rating scale is very weird in this city.
No, you're very good. You're very good. I very much enjoyed it.
Excellent. So am I hired?
Yes, I think so, yes.
Like for money?
Well, we won't be a...
you'll be hired for money once we open. We are in the process of outfitting everything right now. The plan is to be open in the next couple of weeks.
Yes.
You're certainly welcome to come here and practice as much as you want to kind of get a feel for the place and see the place build up, right? So you'll know what you're getting into.
And you'll be paid by the gig as we actually book you.
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right.
We don't have a staff yet, per se.
Sure. I'm looking at making a living wage.
Yes.
Of course.
Which is hard enough in this town. I do have the appropriate guild permits.
Good, because I was just about to ask that.
I do.
We totally know about all those things.
We like you more already.
if you are looking for making some livable wage, and you need a little bit more, we need a waitress, don't we?
Oh, thank God. I thought you were going to say prostitute.
You know, I was too, and you seem like nice people, but...
Wait, why would I say prostitute?
Yes, I mean, certainly if you can do both.
I mean, I've never waited tables before, but how hard can it be, right?
How do you feel about modeling?
Malagar,
what
did we just talk about?
It's different. It's modeling.
I said modeling. If I meant prostitution, I would have said prostitution.
No.
I'm still confused as to why I would have said prostitution.
You seem like the type. Yeah, well.
But I had my paper from the Council of Musicians, Instrument Makers, and Choristers.
Excellent.
So I am licensed to perform in the city.
Shit, there's not like a guild of like table waiters and waitresses, is there?
We are licensed to be a bar/hotel. So, good. And if you're at Loose Ends before we open, there's a whole bunch of small jobs that need to be done to get this place open that you can
if you're willing to apply some elbow grease, we can certainly begin with a reasonable wage now and then move into an appropriate wage for an entertainer as we move forward.
All right. Just with the understanding that my ultimate goal in life is not to cook, clean, and wait tables.
No, of course.
Yes.
All right.
And you'll be doing the same thing that we're doing.
Fair enough.
Yeah, we will not ask you to do anything that we would ourselves would be unwilling to do.
And he's a paladin of Kalimbor, so.
Right.
Well, I hope that his services are not needed in this inn.
Oh, we killed the last undead, I think, yesterday.
No, I mean, there's still the ghost, but like he's just being helpful with the redesign. Like,
the curler stops mid-transit to her
mouth. Are you
going to
eat that?
That there's a what?
A ghost.
Well, it's a ghost. He's fine. Yes,
he's awesome.
He might be your boss.
Tell your friends.
He might be all of our boss, as far as I can
that's
tell.
That's true. How do you feel about being
supervised?
There's
a ghost here?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Like right now?
Well,
I mean, maybe not in this room right now.
Liff, are you here?
Is he in the room?
How do you feel about taking on the more managerial role?
Yes.
I'll take that as yes.
Somewhere upstairs, something falls off a shelf.
See?
He's in.
Yes. You can definitely trust him with the wages and such. Yes. The money.
Right.
It might have been a cat.
It's just it
definitely wasn't, though, so.
An unconventional interpersonal style that he has.
Mm-hmm.
Or she.
He decided on all the colors for this entire building, so.
I'm sure he'll have opinions on your wardrobe as well. Just be prepared for that.
Like, she looks at you like she's expecting the joke. Like, and then nobody laughs.
I would recommend putting on a couple of color swatches to allow him to select it.
Yes, that's the best. Oh, have options.
Yes, options. He always prefers options.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she looks back and forth like a tennis referee.
Again, did we mention we'll pay you for this?
With gold, not exposure.
Right.
Or maybe both.
I don't want exposure. I want gold.
What kind of bard doesn't want exposure?
But you could be exposed to gold.
I'm not sure how you make that sound like it should be illegal in city limits, but you do. You've got talents.
Oh.
No, yes. Don't finish that sentence.
Yes, I do.
I knew he was going to say that.
Right, so Meowden, as great as it would be to continue this conversation, I believe we had some errands to run this morning, did we not, fellas?
Yeah, we got a mountain to climb.
Where's that fruit basket?
I'm not staying in this building by myself if there's a ghost here. So
that's a little rough, though. That's one of the main things. We spent a lot of time doing things like climbing mountains, and having you around, like, telling people stuff would be great.
I'm just a ghost? What if it attacks me?
It definitely won't.
How do you know?
Because it definitely won't.
That's kind of uppity of you. The ghost has been here longer, and he didn't ask us if you were going to attack him. He was just cool with it.
Look, Meowden, at worst, you'll lose a level. It'll be fine.
Besides, the Kellenbrite...
I'm a 9-hit-point commoner!
The Kellenbrite is telling you everything will be fine. Come on.
Lith is very professional.
Make me a Kellenbrite is telling you everything is going to be all right check.
Okay, sure. I'll make you a persuasion check.
You may do so at advantage.
That's very generous.
That's from the Breck hot breakfast always gets you advantage.
It does. The curls.
As does staying in a hotel.
That's why hotels offer it.
She looks at you like she's not buying it, but that she'll at least rent it for a little while.
That's all I ask.
Okay.
I mean, Liff really speaks for himself. You just got to give him time.
Sam said that you guys were good people.
We're people, at least.
Yes.
And our money's good.
Well, I mean, for Sam, that's largely the same thing.
Yes, well, by the transit of property, that makes us good people.
Ah, sure. Okay, well,
we haven't been specifically evil. Many.
We've flirted with it, apparently.
Most days, we have not been specifically evil.
Wombos was wondering when you were going to beat up all of those peasants up in the field ward.
Wait, the what was?
What?
The what?
The woman was wondering when you were going to beat up all the... She called them something very unusual. And the Xanathar guild members up in the field ward.
You mean,
What?
I didn't wonder that, Miala says, is the only woman there.
No, not you, sorry. I encountered a woman while I was running this morning, and she was wondering when you were going to go to the field ward and beat up all the Xanathar guild members.
Corbin, what in bloody hell are you talking about?
Glaesa? Yes.
Am I crazy? Does everyone else remember what happened?
No, we had a long conversation.
It's a bit of a blur, I'm sorry.
So, you agree...
Okay, well, we should go climb a mountain, then.
No, we should make this clear, that he agreed to serve the Zents, and Help them eliminate their problem with the Xanatar.
But did I join the Xanatar?
Oh, you didn't really join. You're more of a subcontractor, I would say, at this point.
But with upward mobility.
I mean, you've got middle management. Well, you've got some sort of low-level supervisorial position written all over you.
Well, I mean, if all I've got to do is go beat up some ruffians, then I suppose that's a thing we can do.
That's the spirit.
Right then. But I...
But the mountain, yes. I mean, in the fruit basket, it's not getting any finer by the...
It's true.
By the Krolla.
Oh, was I not supposed to eat that?
What, the fruit basket? I hope not.
It was all wrapped up.
Did you eat the fruit
basket? You would have had to fight through
all the cellophane. I just turned it 45. I ate some of the edible arrangement. It's fine.
All right, you just kind of fill it.
It was one of the white chocolate covered pineapples.
Right. Oh, I love those.
We'll put the last crawler in there. It's about, it's about the same.
We'll just balance it off with some colors.
It'll blend. Who knows what the monk really likes?
Make me an eye repair the arrangement roll on arrangement.
I'm actually partially proficient in that.
Are you?
Yes.
Excellent.
He took a correspondence
at the learning annex.
He's a bard. He's got half proficiency.
Bards train you in how to repair gifts.
I got a 20 on that.
Oh yeah, like you just move over some of the candy roses, and it's great.
I think it actually looks better now.
Oh, it does.
Thank you, Malaga.
Beautiful, wonderful job.
Yes. Crawlers did all the work.
Should we perhaps go climb this mountain now, as opposed to not doing that?
Yes. Now that I'm power loaded with carbs.
Zasper, why don't you do that professionally? You'd probably make more money than you're making right now.
It's you can't just... You're not wrong, Manny. But you can't just... You can't just buy into the hollowed order of basketeers, fruitiers,
basketeers, and edible arrangement makers.
They
have a very long apprentice process.
It's a very closed guild.
It is.
Because they know it's basically like printing money.
It is.
So if you didn't start arranging fruit 10 years ago, then you've missed your opportunity.
Exactly.
I think you practically have to be related to someone in the guild.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not related to anyone alive, at least.
That you know
really?
Of.
This is really?
All of your family is dead?
That's not unusual.
My family is alive.
Is it?
Is it?
Is it?
As far as any of you know.
We know the truth.
I sense deception.
I'm just going to disbelieve him. I don't even roll.
I was going to say, I refuse to roll because I'm just going to believe you're lying.
So, Meowladin, we are going to go climb a mountain.
You get extra points for actually pronouncing my name correctly.
And we're going to climb the mountain. We're the Scarecrow Smashing Lads as we go out there.
Scarecrow Smashing Lads?
Yes.
That's what that lady was trying to remember the name of.
Yeah, you got to remember for our word of mouth.
I had totally forgot.
Meowladin gets it. But if someone comes...
Scarecrow Smashing Lads.
If someone comes to the inn and asks for us, they're probably going to be asking for the Trollsbane Hotelier Consortium.
Oh, okay.
So, you know,
Other aliases or alternate identities that I should be aware of before other people come calling?
Probably not.
What's about the one with the pants?
The pants one.
That's the one that Sam told me, but he didn't quite remember it. Or he told me, and it was so silly, I thought he was shitting me.
Well, the Band of the Misfit Pants,
he was being honest. I just thought he was shitting me.
Ironically, seems to specialize in horse finding and scarecrow defeating. And we've already defeated all the scarecrows and found all the horses.
What about the one about under the sun?
Okay. Mia. Here's a list of things that we were planning on doing today. You're not required to do all of them.
That's a hell of a list.
You're not required to do all of them. Just
He's
start at the
always
top.
Got lists.
Start
I don't
at the
know
top.
If he sleeps.
And when we get back, we will join you in process.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
I feel like he dictates some imp as he runs.
I mean, maybe.
Where do these lists come from? It's like, is it an Asimir treat?
I ate a crawler and then I wrote a list because we hired someone who needed to know what the things we were doing today were. I'm not like a magical fairy creature that just like opens my mouth and lifts vomit forth.
He's a magical celestial creature.
That's
right.
That wasn't a fairy creature with the lists on their tongue. It was a devil. I know that story. I'm a pretty good storyteller, too.
Excellent. Well, hopefully we will engage you in that as well. Good luck today.
Yeah, right.
Nothing like your first day on the job.
Especially since I'm getting paid so much. But for all of her bitching, she starts walking around, like, kind of tapping her finger against her head, which is something that Sam does, too, as he taps his finger against his brow. And walking around and looking like she's absorbing your list. So you head out into the brilliant sunny day of late fall in Waterdeep.
I have a good feeling about her.
I will leave a gold coin on the countertop as a tip for her.
Okay. Join us next week for a new adventure. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Feats and Fables. If you'd like to support us, please visit our Patreon at patreon.com/featsandfables. Or, to delve deeper, visit our website at featsandfables.com. Our music is by Kevin MacLeod at incomptech.com, licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. This episode contained Fearless First, Heroic Age, The Forest and the Trees, Morgana Rides, Juniper, and Galway. Please be sure to rate and review us on iTunes. It really does help.